This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The National Institutes for Health performed a five-year study called Support, ending in 2009. They promised support for parents of babies delivered prematurely, but what support stood for was surfactant, positive airway pressure, and pulse oximetry randomized trial. In short, if someone says they want to do a randomized study on your child, don't sign up. Nearly a year after public meetings began examining the fallout from the randomized health outcomes, government officials have yet to propose a remedy to avoid a repeat. In Oregon, depressed people have died by that state's assisted suicide law, and patients who were denied medical treatment have been steered to assisted suicide by the state health plan. Despite that, New Jersey is considering a bill to allow doctors to use barbiturate overdose and call it happy death or euthanasia. It is assisted suicide. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other headlines, pro-life advocates are suing the Swedish government after a midwife was denied employment because of her conscientious objection to abortion. A radical euthanasia bill in Quebec's provincial parliament wants to force doctors to euthanize patients or refer to a doctor who will do so. And the husband of Miriam Ibrahim, desperate to free his family from brutal conditions in a Khartoum, Sudan prison, continues to get no help from the White House. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.